The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live. COVID can take our games, but they will never take our TTL, despite the fact they've already taken about four or five shows. That notwithstanding, we are on the air. Hokies, of course, disappointed and postponed last night against Boston College, and now getting set for a road contest in Syracuse, New York, against the Orange. We'll get into that a little later with head coach Mike Young, but myself, my Hall of Fame broadcast partner, Mike Burnham, very pleased to welcome for you Tech leading scorer and junior forward, Keve Aluma, is with us. Keve, how you doing, man? Thanks for coming over.
Doing all right. Good to be here.
Well, we got to start with the journey that you've made here to Blacksburg and how well things have turned out for you. Take me back to Wofford, your time with Coach Young there, and when you knew you wanted to come to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, well, I definitely never thought that I'd leave Wofford. That I was happy there. We were winning. But then Coach Young got the job here, and then I forget how it all happened, but somehow I found out that he would have me, so I snatched that up. It was too good to pass up.
You kind of sat out last year. What were the points of emphasis? What did you want to work on and kind of improve on while you had to sit and watch?
I think just a little bit of everything and just trying to be confident when I step on the court.
In terms of your outside shot, when did Coach Young let you know that it's okay to take that here, whereas I don't think you took any while you were a Terrier?
I don't know if it was one specific day. I think he just saw that I had been working on it and slowly just kind of let me do it.
What's been the biggest thing that you've noticed different-wise now actually being out there playing in the ACC? No fans, of course, a little bit different and odd, but the biggest change, the biggest adjustment you've had to make?
I don't know if there's really been a change. Just trying to stay aggressive and keep helping our team win.
Keve, you're a soccer guy. Did you happen to notice that the number one pick today in the MLS draft was a Hokie?
I did see that. That's pretty crazy. I've been to a few games last year, but I did not know that he was going to be the first pick.
Do you continue to follow soccer? Again, it's been well chronicled that you played soccer, and that was kind of your dream until you had a growth spurt your freshman year in high school. If you do, who are you a fan of?
When I was younger, I definitely watched it more and was more into it. But now that I've kind of played basketball, I'm kind of back out of it.
Where did your love for soccer come from, and how did it help you in basketball?
I'm not sure. I started playing when I was young, so I just kind of always did it and always loved it. And I think footwork has definitely helped me there.
Yeah.
Keve Aluma is with us. Keve, not too many people get to see behind the scenes the battles that you guys have in practice sometimes. You took a big elbow from Big John. He's a strong dude. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. He's apologized to me a few times.
he's a big dude. He's a sweet dude.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely strong, though. He's a big guy.
Speaking of getting bigger and stronger, what's David Jackson meant to you and your development all through this since he's been back?
He's been on me. He's a great guy and a great strength coach. So to have him push me to get my weight right or get stronger in the weight room, it's been good.
How have you noticed, you know, it's clear your body's different than last year. I'm not sure exactly how much weight you lost and how much you leaned out, but what have you noticed in terms of your ability on the court not carrying as much weight?
Just feeling fresher. A few pounds off definitely helps, and fresher for longer, I think.
Kevy, the second game of the year, you guys are up in Bubbleville. You go up against Villanova, top one of the top teams in the country, and you just had a whale of a game, played almost 40 minutes and had, what, 23 and 8 rebounds. How did that game just kind of help you confidence-wise, just being the second game and moving forward to where you are now?
Just knowing that I and that our team could play with anyone, even the best of them. So I think that was good for everyone.
Keve Aluma is the voice that you're hearing, Tech's leading scorer and junior forward. We've got Keve for one more segment. Then we've got head coach Mike Young for the remainder of Tech Talk Live tonight. Again, the Hokies, like the rest of the ACC and college basketball in general, dealing with a season in flux, postponed last night against Boston College, but back in action at noon from what will be a nearly vacant Carrier Dome up in Syracuse, New York. Mike and I on the same Virginia Tech Sports Network at 11:30. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. More with Keve Aluma after these. This is a Tech basketball presentation from Learfield IMG College.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First and Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First and Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First and Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazer with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazer, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and junior forward Keve Aluma for one more segment. Head coach Mike Young is in the house, and he will be with us for the remainder of TTL, which, as always, is brought to you by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Keve, when you arrived and were eligible to play to start the season, you were just talking about Bubbleville, and it seemed like you were somewhat of a mystery to some of the defenses, and that allowed you to really go to work. As the season has gone on and teams have started to build film on you and you've continued to lead this team in scoring, what have you noticed in terms of the way teams are defending you now?
Just having a little bit more eyes, I think. I don't know if they've changed too much how they defend me, but, yeah, definitely having a little bit more eyes on me.
Haven't I told you that you would lead the ACC in free throw attempts and makes at this point? Would you have believed it?
No, I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Kevin, how's the symmetry coming with Justin Mutz, who you play most of your minutes in the front court with?
Yeah, definitely. He's a good player, and being able to play with him and practice with him helps me.
How about coming off the weight game? You had a season low 5 points, but you did just game on the boards, 11 rebounds. Were they doing something different with you the other night, or what have you worked on since?
I don't know if they were doing anything different. I was missing some easy little things, and just trying to focus on making layups, I guess.
What was it like when you learned a couple days ago, Kebe, that you guys wouldn't have a game last night? How does the team react and then regroup to get ready for the next challenge?
We were a little upset, I guess. We wanted to play, but just focusing on the next one and moving on.
When you look at Big John, you talked about him a moment ago, his development, how he's coming along. How about David Gusson, the game he had against Wake the other night? Kind of your thoughts on those two guys?
Yeah, well, we don't get out there without Dave, so that was a big game for him. And John's definitely come a long way from when he first got here. So I'm excited to see both of them keep playing and getting better.
How would you describe David Gusson's new hairstyle? He showed up with a little flair today.
I liked it. I don't know if Coach Young liked it, but I liked it.
Kevin, what do you like to do off the court? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Video games, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach is nodding his head.
Yeah, I'm kind of lazy.
Don't tell him that.
Kevin, how's academics going here at Virginia Tech? I know you guys are all work closely with Elise. What are you pursuing?
My major, you mean? Or
yep, just what degree?
Yeah, mine's human development, so that's my major.
What would you rather do at the end of the day in a great big game, the biggest thrill you would get? Would it be making a three, having a dunk, maybe blocking a shot, getting an assist? What gives you the biggest thrill out
there? Or making a penalty kick.
Well, that too.
Maybe making a three or getting an assist. One of those.
Yeah.
Kevin, what's next in the evolution for your game on either end of the floor?
Getting better defensively, I think. I think I just haven't been as good as I know I can. So,
how about tell us about your siblings? Well, you have three?
Three, yeah. So I'm the oldest, and then it's Gabe. He's just his first year in college. Then Evan, and then Lily.
Where does he go to college?
Morgan State.
Okay.
Kevin, what do you guys need to do now that you'll see all zone on Saturday? And what did you observe last year from Syracuse, even though you weren't able to participate?
Yeah, I think just working on the zone, and the coaches will have us practice that. And I watched the game. That was a pretty crazy game. Fun to watch, though.
When you look at Tyrese, old Boots Radford, and you watch him and his ability to rebound, just what kind of goes through your mind just watching him practice and play?
He's definitely a special player. I haven't seen a lot of players like him. He's an animal on the glass, and I forget what we call him last year, downhill gangster.
What do they call you?
I'm not sure what they call me.
You may not want to know, right?
They call you the leading scorer right now, Kevin. We appreciate you coming over, my man, and know that you have a lot of things to get ready for before Syracuse on Saturday. We'll let you get out of here on that one, and we look forward to doing it again. Continued success, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Junior forward Kevin Aluma, he's been leading the way offensively for Virginia Tech. The downhill gangster, by the way, will be with us next week. Tyrese Boots Radford will join Tech Talk Live in that 7 to 7:15 time slot, which we have reached. We thank Kevin Aluma. We continue. The head coach, Mike Young, is in the house. He joins us after these. This is Tech Basketball and Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues, and once again, we thank Keve Aluma for coming over, Stephanie Belin for setting that up for us. Again, Tyrese Radford will be with us next week as our players series continue, and so will our next guest. Head coach Mike Young joins the program. Coach, as always, thank you for making the trip over here and for the time. I would be remiss if I didn't start here. Big birthday today within the program, 5-0 for the mayor, Bruce Garns. We wanted to wish him a happy birthday. And all joking aside, when you have people like Bruce, how important is it to have personalities like that within the program? I like to say he brings the old school Tech swag.
Boy, does he ever, John.
Still on scholarship, Coach.
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you what. He is one of a kind. Now, they broke the mold on that guy. But you guys know. There's nobody walking these halls that loves Virginia Tech any more than Bruce. He has seen it all. Some things he's seen two and three times. He is a very valuable part of our staff. When you get him right, you can run some things by him. He's got great answers. I love the guy. I love visiting with him. I'm glad he's with us. I hope to be here a long time. I hope Bruce Garns is with us the entire time.
Coach, the Wake Forest game Sunday. Obviously, the game last night got canceled, and that was a bummer for you because you'd like to get back on the court after that. You know, what was your thought process after that? I know you weren't super pleased with the defense and whatnot. Kind of break that down.
Oh, Mike, where do I start? I can remember going over to Dublin to the county fair when I was a kid.
Get a little popcorn.
Pulaski County Fair, and part of the fair was they'd have a tractor pull, and that reminded me of watching that tractor pull back in the 70s at the county fair. It wasn't real pretty. We didn't play our best basketball, but we got another league win on the road. That is significant. So for that, I am proud. Now, we had some guys play a really good ball game. Tyrese Radford was outstanding and a very deserving winner of this week's ACC Player of the Week. Hunter Couture bailed us out. David Gasson continues to make strides. I become more and more comfortable with David. That guy can guard anything. I mean, he can guard a perimeter player. He can guard Mucius. Did some nice things for Wake Forest the other night. Two and one baskets in the first half. for 6 points and then finished with 13. He had a shot that really bailed us out, late shot clock, and he kind of flipped one up from 8 feet opposite our bench and got it in the basket. He practices well. I am not a big fan of his hairstyle. I think he's trying to find – I think he's got his eye on a young lady here on campus. All the students coming back. Something motivated that guy. I don't know what it was, but he's got something going on I'm not real familiar with. But he keeps playing the way he did the other night, fellas. I could care less how he wears his hair. Keep ringing the bell and guarding and rebounding. He's doing that. He's doing that every night.
I introduced myself to him again today. I wasn't quite sure who it was that walked in talking about freshman David Gasan coming off a career-high 13-point performance against Wake Forest. Coach, when you come off a win like that, but a hard-fought one where you have things I know you want to work on, was the postponement last night disruptive? Was it a good thing to give you extra time, or is it somewhere in between?
John, I don't think we can look at it as a disappointment. It's a disappointment for the kids. They want to play. Guys want to play. They don't want to be out there with me practicing. I can assure you that. But, where we are and the virus is still rolling around. Kids haven't been vaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated. Our staff hasn't been vaccinated. So, I'm driving into work Tuesday morning. I'm driving to the office Tuesday morning. What I do is not work. I'm driving in, and our basketball commissioner called 8:30, and I said, I don't like hearing from you at 8:30 in the morning. He said, I don't like calling you at 8:30 in the morning. I said, BC's got an issue. He said, yep, BC's got an issue. So you reshuffle the deck, and the next 2 hours are can we play? Is there somebody that someone else that's paused? Can we play their opponent? We could have played Virginia, made that game up. I was all for that. But then talking to Coach Bennett, they have somebody on Saturday.
Georgia Tech, I think.
They have Georgia Tech and Syracuse on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
That is not fair. That is not fair to their team to ask them or expect them to agree to play 3 games in 6 days. I wouldn't want to do that with our Hokie team, nor would I expect anyone else to, make that, choice, and run the risk of, a number of things happening. So we set our sights on Syracuse about 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. We had a good practice Tuesday. I gave them Wednesday off. I thought we needed a little more time to get our wheels under us. We had a very good practice today, good energy. We'll wrap things up tomorrow. It's a noon game on Saturday. As you guys know, we won't have a structured walkthrough as we typically do on game day. So we've got a number of things yet to get to them tomorrow. We'll have a lengthy film session up there tomorrow night. They say Syracuse, New York is absolutely gorgeous this time of year. I can't wait to get there. We'll look forward to being there.
If you like snow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Hokies will be back on the hardwood in an empty Carrier Dome noon on Saturday, 11:30 for the pregame with Mike and myself. We'll get the coach's thoughts on playing in that vast arena without fans and a variety of other topics as we continue with the head coach. This is TTL presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. More with head coach Mike Young straight ahead. This is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When quality counts and your image is on the line, there's only one spot to trust. For nearly 20 years, SignSpot has been the NRV's premier sign choice for signs and graphics. With over 100 years of combined sign experience, you can be sure that your sign project is being done by the very best. See for yourself by visiting us in-store or online at signberg.com. Proudly owned and operated by Virginia Tech alumni, SignSpot, the official sign partner of Virginia Tech Athletics.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live rolls along, as does the ACC calendar for the Hokies. On the road on Saturday, noon tip at the Carrier Dome with the Syracuse Orange. Hokies now a couple of postponements. Both would be road opponents, and both due to issues at UVA and Boston College. As we continue with Coach Young, Coach, you might not have the answer to this or any semblance of the answer, but just for out of fans' curiosity, do you have any idea when either of those games will be made up?
John, I don't. I do not. We have a week between games. The last Saturday and the Saturday before that, we have a window in there. We could play, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. John, we're not going to play 20 league games. That's not going to happen. You know, I hope that, and that's not going to be our last postponement. I don't think. I think it'd be we'd be lucky as all get out to get 16, 17. We'll do everything possible to play the UVA game. It's a UVA game, but we're not talking about potential makeup dates. We're back. You know, we're back ended with the league tournament, so we have no wiggle room there. We have no wiggle room between now and the end of the year, unless you know, there's a Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, but then we get back into, you know, you're playing three games in 6 days, and that sounds like, yeah, what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal with everything you've got on these guys with their studies and everything else. So, you know, we'd like to make them up. We'll see.
Coach Coach K said that when he was talking about Boots Radford, he said he's the best player on the court. He had that double-double, 18 and 12. Follows that up with the game against Wake where he's co-player of the week. Just the level of play that he's playing at now. Can you just kind of just talk about that a little bit?
He was the best player on that floor that night. There's nobody that could possibly argue that point. Mike, you're just so disruptive on both ends. And it's not just scoring. It's not just his defense. His rebounding is, and the pressure he puts on opposing defenses after he rebounds the ball. It's like watching a video game. When he grabs a defensive rebound and off to the other end he goes, he's like running. It's like I wake up at night thinking, like he runs by 17 people in his, you know, his assault on the offensive end. That is a lot of pressure. And getting him stopped, and now here comes Aline and Couture and Aluma running the floor, and you're trying to get matched up on those guys. You know, you guys know how we all feel about Tyrese Radford. He's a special individual, and I mean, he is the best guy to coach, and you know, we're just lucky as all get out that he's in a Hokie uniform.
Keve Haluma was just with us, and he revealed that his nickname used to be the Downhill Gangster. I'm assuming that you gave that to him.
No, I don't think I did. I'll give a man a nickname now, but I don't think that sounds more like Frazier to me. That sounds like a Baltimoreism. There's a lot of great nicknames for Tyrese. Winner, heck of a basketball. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. He's a special man, and he's a heck of a ball player.
Keve Haluma's a special man too, Coach, and our listeners just got to know him a little bit better. How has he changed things, not just on the floor for your program, but just in the way that you guys can scheme things actively this year?
Well, he's a godsend. I mean, you get right down to it. And I knew when I brought him here, when he made the choice to come here, that he would be a real piece to the puzzle. High character, terrific defender. He's not defending at the level that I expect him to defend at. He is defending well, don't get me wrong, but he's an elite defender, and he is an elite rebounder. His rebounding numbers are improving. John, you either stay the same or you digress. You either get better or you stay the same with the sit-out year, and that's hard. You know, you're working your rear end off. You're practicing every day. You're working out. You're in that weight room. And you know, when the ball goes in the air and the lights come on, you've got a tie on and you're sitting over there on the bench cheering for teammates. That's not as easy as one would think it would be. He made the most of it. He worked at it. He got better. His ability to shoot. He's got great hands now and great feet. What he's done to his game offensively is pretty remarkable, to be frank. And what he allows us to do, happiness is having a post player that you can throw the ball to and expect something positive to happen. You guys were talking to him. I got here a little bit early, which is a shocker. I didn't realize he had taken more free throws than anybody in our league. You know, you talk about putting pressure on people. When you can throw the ball into the post and you can surround that guy with people that can ring the bell from deep, that creates a great deal of, difficulty for opponents. And it's so much fun, fellas. I mean, it's so much fun and thinking about what we can do with Keve spin off of that and do something for Cone and Aline and those other guys. They make it a lot of fun.
Coach, when you think about what Boots was able to do and Goussaint and Couture the other night, I mean, they shot like 84%. The rest of the guys had kind of a rough game, including your bigs and Jalen Cone. Was there anything different Wake was doing with those guys and Jalen? I mean, chasing him around maybe better than other guys did?
They did as good a job. And hadn't seen they were switching some things, and we'll be better prepared for that the next time around. But, you know, Mike, football's no different. Basketball, you know, Aluma didn't have his best stuff. Cone didn't have his best stuff. Aline didn't have his best game. They helped us win, but a true team is having guys, step to the plate and swing as David did, as Hunter did. Those two kids had 13 points. Tyrese was Tyrese, and had a great great ball game. So I take from that game, we didn't play great. The guys that you expect to score and lead the way in that category didn't, but we still won. That is the mark of a really good team, and I think we are, knocking on that door.
Tech indeed did win, 5-1 now in the ACC, ranked 16th and 14th, depending on what poll you're looking for, and taking it on the road next round against Syracuse, 12 o'clock, high noon tip from the Carrier Dome. We'll get into that Cuse 2-3 zone with head coach Mike Young on the other side of this timeout. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg and Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazer with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazer, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and head men's basketball coach Mike Young. It has been a big day for head men's soccer coach Mike Brizendine today. A couple of his stars chosen in the MLS draft. Daniel Pereira, first overall pick. How about that, Hokies? And early second round, Christo Strickler. Congratulations to both of them. And for Hokie women's basketball in action right now against Notre Dame at the Castle. Hokies down 26-21, 4:35 to go in the second. And Coach Young, I know that you've actively been a fan of all the programs here at Virginia Tech, and as it goes, success for one breeds success for the other. Big day for Hokie athletics today.
Heck yeah. I mean, what an honor. What an honor for Briz and his staff to have the number one overall pick. Are you kidding me? I have not seen them play. I will. I hope like crazy we can have the vaccine distributed a little bit better and get over and see John's baseball team play. I want to see our softball team. I want to go down and watch those guys practice. I would love to stand at the plate. I was a baseball player. I couldn't hit a bull in the rear end with a handful of rice. But I'd love to stand at the plate one time and have one of those young ladies, one of those pitchers throw it. I don't think I could hit that thing in a million years. I am a big fan of all the – athletes around here and admire greatly what they do to put themselves in position to compete in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the other coaches. That's a lot of fun for me.
Coach, obviously the game coming up against Syracuse, nobody's going to be in the dome, it looks like. Not a team that plays a lot of players as usual. With Coach Boeheim, it's kind of a six-man rotation. They don't have the big guy Sidibe. How are they different? What are your thoughts on the game coming up?
Man, John, they can really score. I think all five starters, Gary A., Buddy Boeheim, Gerard, Dolezai, and Eddie Griffin, a young man transferred over from Illinois. I mean, they can really ring the bell. All zone and really good at it. It's all they do. I don't think it's as good as it has been. They're not as big and physical. Don't have the length, but still formidable and still, you know, turn you inside out if you're not prepared. And, you know, moving the ball and putting the ball in proper spots. We worked on it some today. We'll work on it more tomorrow. Just such a factor in anytime you play Syracuse. We'll look forward. Can you imagine, guys? Can you imagine being in the Carrier Dome with no fans?
Oh my gosh!
I was like a kid when I went in there. It's the first time I'd been in there last year when we played the Orange. And to look in the rafters, and you know, there's Larry Zonka and Jim Brown. I think Paul Warfield's a Syracuse graduate, Floyd Little, and all the great basketball players that that have come through there. It's a lot of history in that building. We look forward to getting up there and going at it on Saturday.
Yeah, last visit was in fact the first ever program win for Virginia Tech in basketball in that building. And Coach, you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier today in terms of Jalen Cohn, of course, carried the night that night against Syracuse, the adjustment that came from Jim Boeheim lifting that zone, and then the second matchup here in Blacksburg. As you tussle now for the third time, personnel is different for both teams, but also similar. Do you have any expectation of what you're going to get? Obviously the 2-3, but what formation of it?
You know, I've watched it, you know, for years, and I've been, you know, just so intrigued as a coach, not playing Syracuse, but how others would attack it. As you're watching it more as a fan, but when you play them, as a league member, you know, the subtle tweaks that he makes from timeout to timeout are pretty fascinating. Again, it's all they do. If he's down 20, he's playing that zone. If he's up 20, that's what they do, and that's who they are, and they're great at it. It's like playing a single wing in football. It's so different, so foreign, that you've got two days. We had more than that because of the postponement, but still, you still don't feel like you have enough time to really get everything to your team. And the other thing is, it takes you a little time to get your feet under you and figure out, you know, what exactly you're looking at. But he does change it from timeout to timeout, and he'll lift it a little bit. We'll be ready for it. We look forward to the challenge.
For the next five for the Hokies on the road, starting with Syracuse, noon tip from the Carrier Dome. Fans not allowed at the moment up in the state of New York. That certainly will be an interesting element. Mike and I on the air, 11:30. Then the Hokies run it back with Notre Dame less than a week from now and before our next episode of Tech Talk Live. 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip on the road in South Bend across the same Virginia Tech Sports Network. One more segment with head coach Mike Young. It's what's poppin' with the coach, and from what I understand, our snazzy new imaging is in. You hear that next. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
English Meadows Senior Living is Virginia's premier caregiver. We offer affordable, quality assisted living and memory care across Virginia and D.C. Take a tour of our Blacksburg campus, located next door to Virginia Tech, by calling 800-796-5420 or visit welovourresidents.com. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. Go Hokies!
Our collars ain't popping, but we've got the popcorn and the coach. Time to find out what's popping with Mike Young. Presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care.
Kind of has a Seinfeld feel to it. I kind of like that. Our collars indeed aren't popping, and none of us are wearing collars, in fact. But it is what's popping with Coach Young. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates. Also presenting this segment, Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. All right, this is when we take it off the floor, and unfortunately for the Hokies, they were taken off the floor last night due to COVID. So, Coach, an unexpected evening off. What does Coach Young do?
My daughter's still home. She goes back to school Tuesday. So, you know, guys, it's just such a – it just – nothing's right, you know, in terms of what we do. You know, we typically – you know, you're going to see a kid play on Tuesday, and you're getting back, and you're – I mean, you're just running through your rear end trying to get everything done. So we can't go off campus to recruit. We can't have kids on campus to visit and to have at games on unofficial visits. So, you know, now, you know, we get in there, you know, in the morning, we do what we have to do. We practice, we come back, we watch some more film. We're typically out of there by 7:30, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to have, I've had dinner more. My daughter mentioned, said, you've had, we've had dinner together as a family more in the last however long the virus has been with us now since March than I had in the first 21 years of my life. So that's been a lot of fun. You know, both kids are there and we laugh and it just it's great. And then, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, we all go our separate ways. I'll go and watch a little film and Margaret does her thing. But that part of it's been I have enjoyed it. I have loved every second of it. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Tuesday was National Popcorn Day.
Yeah.
Did you get some popcorn? And what's your favorite kind of popcorn?
Just plain.
Just plain.
Just plain. I tell you what, though, Mike. You know what I said, living or happiness is having a post player and guys around him that can shoot the ball. Happiness is riding through. I'm not a big fan of O'Hare Airport, but there's nothing like – walking down B Concourse and that popcorn station where you can get all three colors. I love the orange one. I forget
the cheese flavor.
The cheese flavor.
Oh my gosh!
And then there's a plain and a portion of section off in thirds.
Caramel.
Not a big caramel guy. I'm not a big caramel guy. I'll eat it in a pinch, but plain. A little salt, much healthier as I approach, you know, the latter stages of my time here. But I do enjoy that.
All right, Coach, I was hanging out with your son Davis the other day over at the facility, and he was telling us a story from back from your Wofford days when he was a much younger Davis, probably elementary school. He said there were some days that Dad would pack his lunch. And oftentimes, if it was after a game, the level of his lunch would directly pertain to how the team played. And he said one night you guys got your fannies whipped by Furman, I think it was, or somebody. And he said the next day he opened up his lunch sack, poured it out, and all it was an apple.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't take losing very well. I'm going to tell you that right now, John. I mean, literally. And it's not something I'm proud of, but after a loss, everybody's mad. And in our household, everybody's mad. And I was particularly upset after that one. I've made those kids lunch every day since they were kindergartners and have loved that. Haven't had to do it this year. Obviously, they're not having lunch at school. But great memories. Used to walk them to school, the little neighborhood elementary school. I mean, half mile down the road. Great conversations. A lot of fun. Great memories.
Coach, who goes to the Super Bowl? Who's winning Sunday?
Oh, John. Oh, or Mike. Why have I said? I'm really looking forward to both games. I'm going with Tampa Bay. Who's in the other one?
Bills and Chiefs.
You know what? I love McDermott. Sean's a William and Mary guy. He was the defense coordinator of the Panthers. Has a relationship with my cousin Wayne Lindeberg, who's coaching at Wake Forest with Dave Clawson. Got to know Sean when he was in Charlotte, and just thanks so much of him. Brandon Bean is their general manager. He was like operations guy with the Panthers for years, and a dear friend. UNC Wilmington grad, so I'm pulling hard for those guys. I'd love to see the Bills and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That's exactly what I'm pulling for as well. Coach, you are the best, my man. Thank you so much for coming over, and go get them up in Syracuse on Saturday.
Look forward to being there, guys. Appreciate it.
Head coach Mike Young, he is the best. He joins us each and every week on Tech Talk Live. He'll do so again next week. The Hokies will have two road games under their belts by that point at Syracuse, at Notre Dame. One more segment with Mike Burnup and myself. We'll give you all the broadcast particulars for both of those games and our scheduling information for TTL next week. One more segment of Tech Talk Live tonight from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First and Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First and Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First and Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Card control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy to use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on-call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from Lane Stadium here in Blacksburg. We thank Keve Aluma and head coach Mike Young for coming over and joining us. TTL presented by Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. Mikey, for the Hokies, that Boston College game being postponed was really the one home game they were going to have sandwiched in between 4 out of 5 on the road. So now, including Wake Forest, 5 out of 6 on the road. Quite the challenge for this team ahead. But should they rise to that challenge, and that doesn't mean winning all of those games, but sustaining this pace, they have the opportunity to cement themselves in the tournament conversation.
No doubt, Lays. I mean, the opportunity is there. I mean, you hate that the game got canceled because they wanted to get back on the court, I'm sure, after the subpar performance against Wake. But again, better to to win ugly than lose pretty. So, yeah, you got to – I mean, they're going to be tough ones, and especially sandwiched in around UVA on the home game, the one home game that you do have. So it's going to be difficult, and the league is just so crazy, Lays. You just never know. I mean, look at Syracuse, for example. They get blown out at Pittsburgh by 20 points, right? And then they come back, and they blow Miami out at home. So they're 7-1 at home, but they're 1-1 in the league. You know, they lose to Pitt by 3, and then they blow out Miami. So you just never know what team you're going to get. So you got to show up every night and be ready to play and expect the unexpected, especially when there's no fans in the stands.
Yeah, Buddy Boeheim, who had been struggling from 3, busting out of that funk, 4 of 8 and 23 points. Joe Girard as well against Miami. The Hurricanes, a woeful shooting night from outside the arc, and some of that certainly could do with the backdrop up at the Carrier Dome. You'll get Coach Young's thoughts on that from me in our conversation during our pregame coverage, the Shentel Business Shootaround. That comes your way Saturday morning at 11:30, earliest start time of the season for Tech. 12:01 is the projected tip time from the Carrier Dome. And before we come to you again with Tech Talk Live, it's the rematch with Notre Dame up in South Bend this time. Hokies took care of the Irish here in Blacksburg at Castle Coliseum. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip time next Wednesday, 6:30 airtime. And then we come back with Tech Talk Live next Thursday, and we'll have one of our favorites with us. Tyrese Boots Radford will join us. You heard a lot of us talking about him. And, of course, Mike, outside of Boots joining us, that's a certainty. The other two games, hopefully only one of the two, written in pencil.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know in this day and time. But, Coach, he's pretty adamant about that, wasn't he? You know, I don't think he'll get 20 games in. And, you know, you just the Hokies, knock on wood, have been lucky so far. They've been good. And you hope it stays that way with all the testing that's going on. But, yeah, the odds not good. And you just wonder, there's just so little wiggle room. How are you going to make those games up? And if you get any more of them, it's just going to be more and more difficult. So you just kind of hope that you can get as many in as you can and just kind of keep your fingers crossed.
Big day for Hokies men's soccer today. Yeah. Couple of MLS draft picks. Congratulations to Daniel Pereira, the overall top selection in the MLS draft. How cool is that, Hokies? Christo Strickler goes a little bit later, early in the second round, both to Houston. Congratulations to them, Briz, and that entire program. The Hokies on the women's side need your help, Hokie Nation. They're down 11 to the Irish at the half. Dara Mabry looking a little too comfortable in Castle Coliseum, not surprisingly now with the Irish. So get on out of here. Go support the Hokies women's basketball programs. They look to come from behind. Thanks to everyone involved tonight, Sam Schaff, Wolf Golke, and our guests Keve Aluma and Mike Young. For Mike Burnup, I'm John Laser. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you Saturday from the Carrier Dome.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Alabama.
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete. You cannot hit the line.
Michigan. Game over.
Touchdown, Gators. How much?
This is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.